Now to NPR's Scott Horsley, who's at Kerry campaign headquarters in Boston. And Scott, describe what's going on there.
Well, Melissa, we just got a briefing from senior advisor Joe Lockhart, both about turnout and what I think has to be considered an encouraging report from both sides about the very sporadic problems that have cropped up with voting around the country. As Lockhart said, predictions of chaos at the polling places have proved unfounded. As you mentioned, Senator Kerry himself has already voted today at the Massachusetts State House. He and his daughters, Alex and Vanessa, went there this afternoon, accompanied by his wife, Teresa, although she voted in her home state of Pennsylvania. Kerry took his time filling out the optical scan ballot. At one point, he borrowed Teresa's reading glasses to help him. And he said afterwards, I don't think anyone can anticipate what it's like seeing your name on the ballot for president.
Now, we heard about President Bush stopping in Ohio. Senator Kerry also had a campaign stop this morning in Wisconsin.
That's right. Wisconsin is a state where you can register to vote right up until Election Day. So as Kerry says, there's no excuse for not voting there. He met with some of his supporters who were on their way to canvass voters in La Crosse, Wisconsin. The Kerry campaign feels very strongly that the bigger the turnout, the better for their side. In fact, this afternoon and well into this evening, Senator Kerry is sitting in a cramped hotel room just across the street from where we are, doing satellite interviews with local television stations in, among others, Florida, Iowa, Ohio, Michigan. And he's scheduled to talk to folks. Well, the campaign has scheduled satellite time right up until 11 o'clock tonight Eastern, which would be 8 o'clock when the polls close on the West Coast. Campaign aides say they hope not to have Senator Kerry himself doing those interviews right up until 11 mm-hmm. o'clock Eastern. They hope he'll be doing something else. But the campaign is out buying donuts and coffee and in some cases even porta potties for people that are standing in long lines, hoping to make sure everybody who wants to vote gets to vote today.
And it sounds like the senator also indulged in a bit of superstitious election behavior today.
That's right. He observed his personal campaign tradition of heading over to Boston's famous Union Oyster House for his Election Day lunch with his wife and a longtime aide who had run his 1996 Senate campaign. We're told that he had broiled sole for lunch and a dark ale and, of course, a cup of Massachusetts clam chowder.
Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
NPR's Scott Horsley at Kerry campaign headquarters in Boston. We also heard from NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne.